Coming up on episode number 549. Well, my email box and my P.O. box are frequently inundated, happily, I should say, by independent artists and labels who send me their music. And I really want to get their stuff on the show, but sometimes the music doesn't fall into the theme or the cover story that I'm doing or whatever. And so I put together an indie hodgepodge every once in a while, where I can showcase some of these great songs, these great albums, and these great performers without having to wait until I do a specific cover story that will support them. So, tonight's show is an indie hodgepodge. You're going to hear covers of Rush, Peter Schilling, the Mamas and the Papas, and even the Psychedelic Furs. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is February 3rd, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Indie Hodgepodge edition of the show. Tonight featuring a whole bunch of different great independent artists, some songs that you can find on their albums, some that you're only going to be able to hear here on Coverville. In addition, we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming Coverville Idol. I will finally spill the beans on what that's going to be. And really quickly, I want to say thank you to Randy Peterman, designer extraordinaire, and a guy who just did an awesome job redesigning, helping me redesign, I should say, the Coverville website. He did all of the RSS work. I kind of pitched in with some graphics and things like that, but really all the work, the majority of the work, the lion's share of the work was on Randy, and he did just an incredible job. So if you haven't checked out the new Coverville.com, definitely take a moment at some point and send your browser over there to take a look. I think it's a lot less cluttered, a lot more organized, and just a lot cleaner. Has a lot cleaner feel to it. So thank you again, Randy. Another person I got to thank, another frequent contributor to Coverville, a guy named Shelby Miller. And of course, I talk about him and his artwork that he's supplied for the show. Of course, he did the Squeeze cover. He did all the artwork for the Coverville 500. From last year. So Shelby is not just a talented artist. He is also a fan of independent music himself. He has a podcast called Shifted Sound, and he has a studio down in Texas where he invited where he invites bands to come and perform. Now, the song you're about to hear, you can only hear on Coverville. It was an in-studio Shifted Sound recording that this band did specifically for Coverville. And of course, it would have fit nicely on the Roy Orbison show a few months back, but I'm happy to play it right here. Here's Roy Orbison's Mystery Girl, covered by the band Griffin House.
Darkness falls and she will take me by the hand, take me to some twilight land, where all but love is gray, where I can't find my way without her by my side. Night falls, I'm cast beneath a spell. Daylight comes, our heaven turns to hell. Am I meant to burn and burn eternally? She's a mystery to me. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. Haunted by her size, it's a darkness in her eyes that slowly sends me away. Love so sharp it cuts like a switchblade to my heart, words tearing me apart. I'm cast beneath the spell. Daylight comes, our heavens turn to hell. Am I meant to burn and burn eternally? She's a mystery to me. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. She's a mystery. Свято сталь
листьев черный лес. Мы идем гулять, зимний день, и я замерз. Было бы теплей, как будто был Лос-Анджелес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы в сугробах до небес. Церковь я нашел на своем пути, на колени пал, пал-пал-пал, замаливал грехи. Поп знает про мороз, там, где замерзнет бес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы все в сугробах до небес. Листьев черный лес. Мы идем гулять, зимний день, и я замерз.
И ты замерз.
Было бы теплей, как будто был Лос-Анджелес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы все в сугробах до небес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы все в сугробах до небес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы все в сугробах до небес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы все в сугробах до небес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы все в сугробах до небес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы все в сугробах до небес. Калифорния снится, а пока мы все в сугробах до небес.
The band is Mumy Troll, and lead singer there is Ilya Lagutenko. And of course, it's a Russian track from their upcoming album, Comrade Ambassador, which actually came out today, thanks to Tracy at It's Alive Media and Management for sending me that one. The whole album is fantastic, but of course, I'm a big fan of the bonus track, which happens to be a cover of the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreaming. Before that, the Gold Stars with a cover of a track by Harbinger Complex called I Think I'm Down from the album Gotta Get Out. I almost said that backwards. The track is I Think I'm Down, a fun little pop song. And if you're a fan of those old 70s albums, the Nuggets albums, then you'll recognize that instantly. Great track there from the Gold Stars. And then we start off with a song by Griffin House, a singer who is, I believe, from Nashville. Is that right? Born in Springfield, Ohio, currently based in Nashville, Tennessee. Visited recently the Shifted Sound Studios in Texas and recorded his version of Mystery Girl, originally by Roy Orbison. Great rendition there, beautiful, and I can't thank Shelby enough for recording that for me and making it a Coverville exclusive. How cool is that? All right, Coverville is brought to you by Bluehost.com. Of course, you hear me talk about, no, Coverville is not brought to you by Bluehost today. Coverville is brought to you, forget I said Bluehost, Coverville is brought to you by Audio Engine USA. It's the first of the month, isn't it? Audio Engine USA, makers of fine audio products, audio speakers, and wireless technologies. Great stuff there. And today we're going to talk about the bookshelf speakers, the Audio Engine 2s. See how I did not have my notes in front of me. Audio Engine 2s, the premium powered desk bookshelf Let's try this again. The Audio Engine 5 premium-powered bookshelf speakers. The two are the desktop speakers. Holy cow. They're real-powered speakers that deliver astonishing audiophile quality sound, and they don't cost a fortune. They come in gorgeous piano-finished black or white, as well as a really beautiful bamboo. But better than the visuals, better than how they look, is how they sound. These things absolutely fill a room with sound, and that's what you're looking for when you look for speakers. Of course, you also look for how it's going to fit in with your current environment. And the Audio Engine 5s are very flexible in that regard. They have a USB charging port on the very top, along with an 1/8-inch jack. What this means is that you can plug in an MP3 player and keep it charged while you have the audio going into the top there as well, so that you don't run out of battery power during your party where you're playing all this great music from your iPod. Or your MP3 player, your Zune, what have you. It also has inputs on the back and volume knobs on the front to control both speakers, which are joined by a cable. The quality, again, is fantastic. The look is fantastic, and the price is fantastic. And now, speaking of the price, you can get 10% off your Audio Engine purchase by being a Coverville fan and entering COVER10 as a coupon code when you go visit the Audio Engine store at AudioEngineUSA.com. That coupon code, again, is COVER10, COVERTEN. Use that at AudioEngineUSA.com. On to set two, and a chance for me to readjust my brain here. This is a fantastic cover of the song Pretty in Pink, originally done by the Psychedelic Furs. This one covered by Ariel Aparicio. Sorry, Aparicio. I want to make sure I pronounce that correctly. A fantastic version here that Richard Butler of the Psychedelic Furs, the singer and writer of the original, even put his own stamp of approval on. You can find it on Ariel's website, where he shows the email that he got from Richard Butler. Let's listen to this fantastic rendition of Pretty in Pink.
Now I Standing there alone, the ship is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort.
The countdown starts.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home.
Second stage is cut.
We're now in orbit.
Stabilizers up. Running perfect. Starting to collect requested data.
What will it affect
when all is done? Thinks Major Tom.
Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full. Not responding. Hello, Major Tom. Are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on. We're standing by. No reply.
Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home.
Across the stratosphere, a final message. Give my wife my love. Nothing more.
Far beneath the ship, the world is mourning. They don't realize he's alive. No one understands, but Major Tom sees how the light commands. This is my home.
I'm coming home. Drifting, falling, floating, weightless, coming home. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, coming, coming.
Oh.
husband and wife band Clatter with their cover of Rush's Limelight from their 2006 album Monarch. Great rendition there, especially when you consider she's on vocals and bass and he's on drums, and that's it. That's what you're hearing there. That big wall of sound comes from those two people. Incredible stuff. Before that, speaking of wall of sound, if you did not listen to that cover of Major Tom by the Peptides in with headphones on, I really strongly urge you to go back and give that a listen with headphones on. Incredible. I've been hearing this track on my laptop through my desktop speakers, which are Audio Engine 2s, right? Not 5s, but Audio Engine 2s. While they sound great, there's an even richer sound that you get with when you close off all other noise in the house, all other noise, and you just listen to that song in headphones. That came out last year, a cover of Peter Schilling's Major Tom by the Peptides. Now, of course, you remember the Peptides also from the Squeeze Coverville Idol. They contributed the song Elephant Girl, did a great rendition of that as well. But I love that cover of Major Tom. And then we start off with Ariel Aparicio. I'm going to get that name right. I apologize, Ariel. Ariel Aparicio with his cover of Pretty in Pink. Came out just recently and is now available on iTunes. You'll find that a link to that in the show notes of today's show. Now, I mentioned Coverville Idol a moment ago as far as the Peptides. Hopefully the Peptides will be part of the next one. And to tell you all about it, here is a little pre-recorded dealio talking about the very next Coverville Idol. Last year, Coverville gave you the squeeze, but this time we're taking you out to breakfast. In honor of the 30th anniversary of the monumental Supertramp album, Breakfast in America, I'm asking you to record a cover of any track from the album. And like last time, I'm going to do another album download, so you'll be able to create your very own cover version of Breakfast in America. The album hit number one on the Billboard album charts and yielded four hit singles: Goodbye Stranger, Take the Long Way Home, The Logical Song, and the title track. So, you can choose to put your own spin on one of the hits or make your mark on one of the deeper cuts of the album. And the downloadable album will also come complete with an album cover that you can print out, designed by Shelby Miller, possibly inspired by the Grammy Award-winning design of the original. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as it shimmered through my veins. Now we're going shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will. Submit your songs to me by March 15th, 2009, to be included in a special Coverville episode commemorating the 30th anniversary of the album on March 29th, as well as the downloadable cover album. Can't wait to hear what you come up with. All right, so there you go. There's the official announcement of the next Coverville Idol, Breakfast in America. Again, get your submissions to me by March 15th. You've got about a month and a half to get those to me. And if you have any questions about it, just email me, coverville@gmail.com, and I'll be able to answer every question you have, hopefully. If you want to see what the last Coverville Idol downloadable album was like, just go to coverville.com/squeeze, and you'll find it. All right, great. Well, I can't, like I said in there, I can't wait to hear what y'all come up with for this one. And I'm going to be contacting some of the big wigs like Jonathan Colton, Chance, you know, everybody that I've had the pleasure of working with and playing on the show, and people I know that are favorites of yours as well. All right. Chris Batten and the Woods were kind enough to send me this one. It's a cover of Frida Payne's Band of Gold. It is a single that they released as well last year, and they do put their own rockin' spin on it. Here is Chris Batten and the Woods.
Thank you. in early for the daily races, going nowhere. The teams are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Had my head, I want to drown my sorrow, no tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad, the dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, cause I find it hard to take, when people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world, mad world.
Who's standing now? Who's standing tomorrow?
closing out the show with a Billy Joel cover. That is Anders Holst from his brand new album Romantica with a cover of All About Soul. Very, very kind of cool 80s. Do you remember a band in the 80s or a singer in the 80s named Black did a song called Wonderful Life? For some reason, I'm reminded of that song, which I was a big fan of Black in the 80s and early 90s, and that song reminds me of that. All About Soul by Anders Holst. Before that, you heard Mad World by Shannon Butcher. She was included in iTunes list of the best of 2008, along with Coverville. So very glad that I could play that for you. That comes from a brand new album called Words We Both Could Say. And the album is entirely covers, including covers of Walking After Midnight, Blondie's Call Me, The Beatles, Here, There, and Everywhere, and another one that I'm hoping to play at some point, No Doubts, Just a Girl. An excellent, excellent rendition of Just a Girl by No Doubt on that album. But that one was Mad World originally by Tears for Fears. And you know I'm not normally a big fan of jazz music, but I love that. I love the whole album. So check that out, especially if you liked that cover of Mad World. And we start off with Chris Batten and the Woods from a single from last year called Band of Gold. It was the single of Band of Gold, originally done by Frida Payne. Covered there again by Chris Batten and the Woods. And with that, we are going to close this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or on the forums at coverville.com. Now, I know I had planned a Justin Timberlake cover story for this Thursday. Seeing as today is the 50th anniversary of the day the music died and the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens, we're going to do a tribute to Buddy Holly on Thursday instead. Now, if you go all the way back to a really early episode of Coverville, I'm going to tell you what number right now. You will actually hear the first cover story I did for the tribute to Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens, episode 49. So if you go back to episode 49, it was another anniversary show. It was 2005, the anniversary of the plane crash. So if you want to go back to that show, you'll hear other covers of Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper. Or you can just tune in on Thursday for a tribute to Buddy Holly. Or both. Do both. You should definitely do both. And until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly. CACHEFLY, CACHEFLY, CashFly.com.